27 past 7 on a Thursday morning. Nice to have you with us. Brad Johnson, not too far away. Taylor Adams as well. And David Neitz, former Melbourne captain, is going to join us after 8 o'clock. But I saw a release from the Melbourne Victory the other day from the chairman, Anthony Di Pietro. A bit of an update on proceedings there at the Victory. And he told us that Caroline Carnegie has taken over, or continuing the role as managing director on a permanent basis. Now, I want to find out what's happening at the Victory. Firstly, congratulate Caroline on the role. And she joins us. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Great to have you on the program with us, and great to get an update from the Melbourne Victory. We were talking before, in fact, the last couple of days, Caroline, about the Melbourne Victory and the fact they've been very, very quiet on the media front, the Victory. It's been a challenging period, no doubt. How are things looking at the Victory headquarters at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think they're looking really good. When you say it's been a challenging on the media front, I think there's a tendency when you don't have a good news story to not come out with anything.
Yes,
but we're working really hard heading into this season to actually change that approach and just communicate a little bit more openly with everybody, regardless of where we're sitting. Of course, we've got a new coach and an almost in completely new men's football department, which is really exciting at the club at the moment.
So tell us a bit about that. I mean, we know that Tony Popovich is the coach, but you've got a new director of football as well, Johnny Didelitzer, who's well known to A-League fans through the journey. How big a role is that going to be for Johnny?
Yeah, I think it's a really big role. So, you know, Tony's doing an amazing job coming in with the football side, and what John's focusing on is making sure that we've got, you know, a consistent approach to football across the club. So our youth teams, our men and our women, and it's fantastic. So we're leaving no stone unturned. We're reviewing everything football and administration related. And we're not just doing things the way we've done them before if it's not the best way for the club moving forward.
It sort of, I think it caught everybody by surprise, Caroline, that it was only a couple of years ago that you're the champions, and then to have the season that you had last year, that's not what happens with the Victory. So I'm interested, when you do a review, are you reviewing just the business, or are you even reviewing the culture and what Melbourne Victory actually stands for?
Yeah, the whole lot. We're reviewing everything. So, you know, I had this conversation with someone the other day, and I think when you, and we've always liked to think of ourselves as leaders, but when you think of yourself in that way, sometimes you can get a little bit complacent about the way you do things, and we're not going to be doing that any longer, and it's not an intentional thing, and we've got some great roots to start from, but we're reviewing the way the administration works, the culture of the place. We've had a lot of turnover in the past few months, which I think has been a really good thing. And, you know, with Tony coming in and the entirely new football department, it's made a really big difference. And I'd say we're in a really good space at the moment.
And I've got to say, I'd love to commend you on your social media strategy around what the Victory means to people and some of those little stories, those content pieces on social media. I think it's been, it's almost like a bit of a realignment of what the football club actually is to people and to Victory people.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's right. I mean, our season was terrible and we can't hide behind that, but we do have to move on and look onward and upwards. And our marketing team have had a huge focus on how we make sure we sort of remind people of all the great moments that we've had in our relatively short history, and the direction that we want to go in to bring them on the journey in the future. So I think they're doing a great job at doing that.
Caroline, does it sting a little bit that you went through your rough patch at the same time that Melbourne City became the champions? Does that make it harder and, I guess, almost double your efforts to make sure you right the wrongs as quickly as possible?
Yeah, look, I mean, whether it's Melbourne City or, you know, any other club, we want to be at the top. So we have a great working relationship with them, but, of course, we'd prefer that the results were turned upside down from last season.
Well, I'm sure the Victory fans would be pretty happy about that too. So what's Tony Popovich looking for in terms of personnel to bring to the club to change those fortunes?
Yeah, I think with the new footy department, we're already starting to see those sorts of things. There's a lot of science behind the way Tony and John and the rest of the department are, you know, looking at the team, you know, this. We're bringing on board, we've got a you know, some new dietetics partners. We've also bringing on board some mental health specialists to help. So we're sort of leaving no stone unturned in terms of the team that we can support Tony and the players with. And we'll extend that into our W League squad as well, who, of course, had a fantastic year, but just trying to make sure that we get the same consistency across the club.
So you're just talking on that the mental health space there and getting the welfare people in place. Has that become a bigger issue in the last 12, 18 months, considering what your players, not just your players, but all athletes across the globe, but let alone here in Australia, have had to go through throughout this COVID environment and the hubs that you've had to be a part of?
Yeah, I think that's you're spot on. You know, perhaps it was something that everybody should have been doing, but COVID's accelerated that because the issue has become more prevalent, and it's not just with football, it's also with our administration. I think everybody has, you know, particularly in Melbourne, has suffered a fair bit over the past couple of years. So we just want to make sure we've got all of the tools and the people in place to give Tony and the boys and Jeff and the girls the best opportunity to succeed in the upcoming season.
Well, it's nice to hear such positivity coming out of the victory after a challenging season. But if you've got the right man in the job in the men's department with Tony Popovich, I reckon he's going to be an absolute godsend for Victory fans. So we'll see how it goes, Carolina, and look forward to riding the journey with you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Caroline Carnegie, the Managing Director of the Melbourne Victory.
In the men's department. So the men's department's always sort of bottom level. And then the women's department's sort of level two, level three at Meyer, isn't it? It is.
I have no idea where you were going.
You said men's department, Tony Popovich.
Well, he's coaching the men's department.
Yeah, that's usually in the basement, isn't it? The men's or the bottom level? Or his kids and
shoes
and stuff like that.
How do you know you don't shop? How do you know that stuff?
I shop.
Well, you've told us that you don't shop.
I shop. I don't buy anything because I'm not allowed to buy anything.
Right.
It doesn't fit.
Right.
Difference.
Whilst we're talking about the World Game, some Champions League action this morning.
Some big scores.
2-1 Dortmund over Besiktas. I've never come across our friends at Besiktas. Sheriff, great name, defeated Shakhtar Donetsk 2-0. Real Madrid 1-0 over Inter Milan. Atletico Madrid and Porto, who were down to 10 men, 0-0 draw. Liverpool defeated AC Milan 3-2. Man City went berserk with Red Bull Leipzig 6-3. And then Ajax defeated Sporting Lisbon, I think it might be, 5-1. So lots of goals.